This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world. And welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. Excuse me. I'm the Captain Matt Breach as I broadcast live on a Friday from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, all across the country to great radio stations, and hello to our new friends in the Caribbean. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all of the first responders in the Bahamas tonight, stay safe. We got your back here at home. And don't forget to check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Joining us right now, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and host of the Underground USA podcast. Hello, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Captain, and a shout-out to my friend Cindy Truex, who lives in the American Virgin Islands. I'm glad to be heard over there now.
That's right. We're heard in St. Croix in the Virgin Islands, and thank you very much to WVMI AM 1000, who's playing our station, our signal there. We're also being heard in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and we're also being heard in the Bahamas in Nassau.
Yeah, you got to love it. I love the way we're branching out, man. It's beautiful.
Well, I think it had something to do with the hurricane coverage, but whatever it was, we appreciate them very much. Let's say the pledge and get going. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, we got to start with, because we're both former firefighters, first responders, and you always want to find out what the heck the problem is when something goes wrong in a disaster. And this doggone boat, this dive boat, I'm a little bit baffled by what's going on here. Well, I told everybody to begin with that there was an escape hatch involved here, and I didn't know what the deal was, but I was questioning why people couldn't have gotten out of the escape hatch to get out from underneath the situation they were caught in, the fire. And apparently we've got a problem with the NTSB telling us that they were on the sister ship, and the person in charge of the investigation had to climb up a ladder and climb over a bunk with the lights lit to get to where the hatch was, and she couldn't get the hatch open on her first try.
Yeah, I mean that is a sister ship, so that's great. We got to note that now. It doesn't necessarily prove anything on the ship that burned,
mm-hmm.
but you know it does raise an eyebrow as to how the ship that burnt was actually laid out and taken care of. Before you ever take a paying customer or anybody on any, even if it's a private excursion,
mm-hmm.
The captain always takes a look at everything that's safety, whether it's life vests or safety hatches. So obviously when you have such a massive loss of life, you have to look at things like that. Something was wrong, obviously.
Yeah, and then we hear that the crew may not have been properly trained to handle the situation that was going on. That obviously smells like a lawsuit. And then we hear that the owner of the company has sued the maritime registry to limit the liability that would have to be paid out by his company for the loss of life.
Yeah, I he should stand down because that's a lawsuit. If I were a judge, especially a maritime judge, and someone was trying to sue to do that in light of what's happening, they would be dismissed with malice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't do that. If you did something wrong, you did something wrong, and you have to deal with the liability. Now, the crew not being trained, that's a big problem on a commercial boat.
Mm-hmm. Now,
you know, if they weren't properly trained, then yeah, you are going to see lawsuits, and then it's going to be significant because you can't be taking, you know, that number of people out there without having a crew trained in safety. I mentioned the Coast Guard will have records on that. That will come out in the wash.
It was apparently inspected 4 or 5 months prior past the inspection. They believe that this may have started with a battery charger down below for either a camera or a cell phone. That's what they're thinking right now. But if that's the case, that thing would have had to have really got going to be able to do what it did. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we've heard stories about cell phones exploding, catching fire, battery chargers catching fire. That's, you know, more common, you know, more, it's not uncommon. That said, you're bringing into, if they can find any forensic evidence about that, which is going to be very hard to do,
mm-hmm.
You're going to see liability going back to, either the company that made the charger unit or whatever burnt as in the cell phones.
Well, there's a salvage company that's going to try to float that thing with a flotation device and bring it back up to the surface, which is something they can do. I don't know the condition of the hull, but, if it's pretty well, in pieces or whatever the situation may be, it may be a job they might not be able to do at one time. They might have to take part of it up and then the other part, but we'll see.
Well, you know, they brought up a lot of stuff from 191.
Yeah.
Out in New York when the TWA flight went down. And
yeah, they did.
The hangar to reconstruct a lot of stuff. So let's see. If this was a battery charger, a battery charger or a cell phone, that was the cause of the fire, it may have turned into an ipso facto hockey puck and be welded to something. So,
never know. Yeah, that's absolutely true, and that's what we deal with in the fire service. We'll see where the ignition was, and they'll be able to probably find that at least. All right, well, hold that thought, Frank. And, folks, when we come back, a lot more going on here in the world in which we live in. Frank Silvato will be right back with me, and I'll be right back right after these messages coming up. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live and in living color from Tampa, Florida, across the country. And hello to our new affiliates down in the Caribbean. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you, Mr. Mike Gallagher. We appreciate you very much. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, the website. And they've got specials going on right now, year-end models and all that. The Titan, the Murano, the Altima. All those great vehicles there at Moss Nissan. And don't forget the You Serve, You Save policy at the Moss Nissan facilities, too, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, plus our 911 operators, too, get preferred pricing on your new Nissan vehicle, literally saving you thousands of dollars. Now, don't forget there's lots of certified pre-owned vehicles there, too, for you. They come with Moss Carefree Oil Changes and Tire Rotation for Life, plus a whole bunch more stuff. Now check them out online at mossnissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S Nissan.com, or give them a call at 727-815-3095. That's 727-815-3095. Locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey. Don't forget Moss Wholesale to the Public either in Homosassa Springs, the Moss Family Chevrolet Dealership on North Dale Mabry in the Carrollwood section of Tampa, and coming soon, another Moss Nissan dealership in Tampa. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan, the home of You Serve, You Save. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to get even more savings, because you'll save another $500 off the deal you make at Moss Nissan. Just tell them the captain sent you. All right. Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, is back with us. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Mr. Mike Pompeo, our Secretary of State, has refused to sign the risky Afghan peace plan. I can honestly say I don't blame him. What are we thinking?
I don't know. When I first heard the story, the very first thing that popped into my head was, when was it okay to allow the Taliban to have anything over there?
That's right.
You know, this is the genesis for 9/11. They harbored Al Qaeda. They threw up smoke screens for Osama bin Laden. They're the people that gave safe haven to all of the militants that actually rose to be Al Qaeda.
Indeed.
And they control over half the country now. And they're making demands in negotiations. We were supposed to have obliterated them off the face of the earth. Mm-hmm. After they did what they did on 9/11. So I don't know why we're negotiating with them at all. And I don't know why they should be able to have half the country to rule.
I wish I knew. And the Afghan government's not even involved in the talks. How do you like that?
Yeah, I applaud Mike Pompeo. This is a garbage agreement, and we really have to sit down with the world community. You know, the progressives didn't do us, and Democrats didn't do us any favors by trying to soften the idea around who did what they did on 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
We should have been examining the devout and extreme religious dogma that is Islamofascism,
mm-hmm.
and we should have convinced the world community that it's not okay. Mm-hmm. And we all should have gone after them and said that can't allow to exist anymore. Yet what we did, they helped us marginalize it by calling, you know, making, confusing the dogma with the religion. Mm-hmm. Islamofascism with Islam. Well, you know, so now you can't say anything bad? No. And now we're negotiating with the Taliban. You know, believe me, they get control of that country again, and something's going to happen again here in the United States. I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I'm talking to Frank Silvato, folks, the managing editor of the New Media Journal. Also, the Underground USA podcast, both of them can be found over on Facebook. Now, if I were to tell you that we were going to solve the climate change problem by regulating the number of people on Earth by using a process called abortion, would you think I was a little bit out of my mind?
I would think that you were a full-blown eugenicist.
So now we've got Bernie Sanders who made the suggestion. And by the way, Elizabeth Warren going along with it, Kamala Harris saying, well, we got to take a look at it, and even Cory Booker chiming in.
This is incredible, because people have either forgotten or are ignoring the history and the genesis of eugenics. This is exactly what this man is proposing, is eugenics, the control of the human population, mm-hmm. by abortion, which in many people's mind happens to be murder. You know, when Margaret Sanger, who's the founder of Planned Parenthood, and they went through many, many, many names over for that organization to find the one that wasn't overly offensive to people, when she was a proponent of eugenics, along with her progressive brethren, mm-hmm. it was to cull the infirm, make a strong master race, that should sound familiar to people,
yep.
And they targeted the infirm and the minorities. She was not a friend of the African-American population, and if you happen to have been born with a disability, she thought that you should be expunged.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what they're talking about here, and how anybody is allowing this kind of talk to happen. And just shockingly, presidential candidates,
mm-hmm.
it should throw them off the ballot and into a scarlet letter should be blazoned around their neck.
Now, as a former fire medic, which is what they're now called, when you saw Joe Biden and you saw his eye bloody up, my first thought was blood pressure at the age of 76 or 77, whatever he is. When I saw that was my first thing. His blood pressure was going up.
Yeah, when you pop a blood vessel in the eye, that's something you have to consider. You know, it's a smaller precursor from a TIA to pointing towards a CVA.
Mm-hmm.
He should certainly be talking to his doctor. His doctor shouldn't be giving him answers that are politically expedient. You know, whether you agree with Joe Biden or not, or whatever your political leanings, it should always be health first, and we should always be compassionate when it comes to that stuff in our society. Sadly, today we're not. You get a lot of people wishing very bad things for people on one side or the other. So, yeah, I hope it would explain, not all of them, because Mr. Biden is prone to the gaffe, but he's made some pretty major speech gaffes in the last 2 weeks, and that could explain it as well. So,
yeah, signs of things to come. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, they've gone after our president for using the cone of uncertainty and talking honestly about it and saying that let's talk about Alabama being in a cone of uncertainty. They were never there, and ABC got into a big thing about it. And then, of course, we heard from CNN, who actually used Mississippi as the reference for the state of Alabama. They forgot about the fact that it goes Florida, Alabama, then Mississippi. But here's the deal, and this blows them all out of the water, and I said this earlier the night. The state of Alabama, when the cone of uncertainty was first put out and it looked as if the storm was coming into the Gulf of Mexico, probably encompassing most of Florida, then going towards, oh gosh, Alabama, they actually put their National Guard on alert because of it.
When you have a Category 4 or Category 5 projected to hit the peninsula of Florida, and you are in the panhandle of Florida or in the Gulf states, and you are not preparing, you're an idiot. Now, this is just testimony to the fact that CNN and all the other alphabet media networks, this is how they ignore the panhandle until they get shocked on election night that the panhandle came in an hour later and flipped Florida red again. So, you know, that they're making political hay out of a projection when spaghetti models, if you look at the NOAA site spaghetti models, some of them had them crossing over the peninsula into the Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
And that means Texas should have been worried about it too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're making political hay out of this, that shows either that you're ignorant of how things work or that you're a political opportunist. And I'm going to go with both.
Now, you don't have a gas-guzzling clunker car, do you?
No, I don't.
Well, it seems the Democratic presidential candidate, Andrew Yang, who's made a lot of money about giving everybody $1,000 to do whatever to help the economy out, compliments of the government, he's proposed a buyback of the gas-guzzling clunker cars, as he's calling them, buying them back, the government paying them off, and then dispersing of them, getting rid of them, whatever. How are we going to do that?
No, they'll probably do it the same way they tried to do cash for clunkers back in the Obama administration when it didn't work.
Yeah,
It didn't work. This is not a unique idea. It's a rehash of a major failure in the Obama administration in the early days. So, Mr. Yang, yo, read your recent history.
Yeah, Yang has got to go, yo.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you on Monday, Frank.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, everybody, my good friend, former firefighter from Chicago, and, of course, I get with him every Monday and every Friday on the program here. So don't go anywhere. We're coming back with the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback come Friday. What about some of those baseball pennant chases going on right now? Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The National Hurricane Center says the center of Hurricane Dorian should hit the Outer Banks of North Carolina soon. Deputy Director Ed Rappaport says the storm covers a broad area.
Dorian remains an expansive hurricane. See the high clouds covering much of the eastern part of the United States, with the center located just offshore from South Carolina.
Top sustained winds are at about 100 miles per hour. The power has been knocked out to 250,000 homes and businesses in both of the Carolinas. There's a good chance for flash flooding because of the torrential rain and the storm surge, which could be up to 7 feet. At least 20 deaths have been reported in the Bahamas because of Dorian, and the total is likely to grow higher. This man fought to survive.
You had to swim out, push the bodies out of the way, like plenty, they go over 300, hundreds of bodies.
This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How does he not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is our sports segment, Mondays and Fridays, with the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback, Patrick Hyland, brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, the largest Freedom Boat Club in the entire 185 franchise group of Freedom Boat Clubs across the country. 430 boats right here. Check them out online, freedomboatclubtampabay.com or 855-FREEDOM. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, Patrick Hyland, Mr. Insurance Sports Quarterback, sir.
Good morning. Matt Bruce.
Yes, sir. Now, let's get started right away with baseball and the pennant race. All of a sudden, we got a real thunder boomer going on down here in the AL East.
Oh, yeah. The Rays got that final wild card spot right now. If they were to play ball, they got the first one, I should say, not the final one. And then the Indians and A's right now are tied for the last wild card spot. So the Rays are 2 games ahead. If they can keep that up, they will be in the postseason. I would love to see the Twins and the Rays play in the postseason. That would be neat. Rocco Baldelli and Kevin Cash, two managers going at it from Joe Maddon's legacy. Very cool. So looking forward to that.
Like Dickie V says, just win, baby, just win.
That's it, man. Just keep winning. I'd say 93 games. If they can win 10 more games, Captain, I'd say the Rays are in. I think 93 will be the magic number for them to get that wild card spot.
All right, well, let's talk about some of the other divisions. About the Cubs and the Cardinals back and forth?
Yeah, that's just crazy how close and competitive that's going to be. Speaking about Joe Maddon, I hope he can make it, too. He did a great job down here in Tampa Bay, did a great job up there in Chicago. He got him a World Series. We haven't had one in hundreds of years. So he has the magic touch, Coach Maddon, and I'm glad to see them doing well. And the Cardinals, that's always been a big baseball town for all the people listening. Know exactly what I'm talking about there in the Midwest.
Is there anything else, any other division that's really interesting to watch?
Not really, Cap. I mean, the Braves pretty much have it, and the Dodgers have it, and the Astros and the Yankees. So everybody else is pretty
well. Well, then I guess we'll have to turn to football because this weekend it all starts.
Yeah,
in the pros, at least.
Yes, sir. Last night was an interesting game. Thought it'd be a little bit better entertaining. The Green Bay Packers win 10-3 against the Chicago Bears. It's the 100th anniversary year for NFL football, and they decided to make it the Bears and Packers to start it off on Thursday night. Normally, they have the Super Bowl champion play the first game of the season, but this year they...
Well, the Bears and Packers have been around forever.
Yeah, exactly. They're the two oldest franchises. That's why they did it, which is cool. But it was 10-3, Captain. Chicago fans aren't too happy this morning. Your home opener, and you only put 3 points on the board, and that was in the first, quarter, practically. So, not good. But, you can't put too much stock in the first game. John Gruden said it perfectly. You have to put it in four quarters of football. The first four games, the second four games, the third, and the fourth. They play 16, so if you break it down that way, you just have to, if you can go 3-1, 3-1, 3-1, and 3-1, guess what? You're in the playoffs easily at 12-4.
So who's the team to watch this year? Who's the NFL team to really watch?
From an offensive standpoint, I'm going to say the Houston Texans. They have a lot of offensive firepower there, and they're going to be interesting to watch. The Minnesota Vikings are going to be another team to take a look at this year and see if they can put it all together. Their offense is as good as their defense now, so it's going to be very interesting to see how they do. And they, almost went to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. They lost to Philadelphia, who eventually became a Super Bowl champion. So they're going to be something to look at.
What? And then, well, let's go with college right now because the Gators were off last week. Gators coming back this week. We got Florida State. Let's see, USF back in action. And let's see, Miami. We got them all. All the home teams are playing this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. All the Florida teams are playing this week. The state of Florida in a little bit of disarray. The Gators took a little bit of a hit dropping down, but hopefully tomorrow they'll get it back together. It's not going to be a very tough game, University of Tennessee Martin. But then the following week, going to be a good game against Tennessee. So I'm looking forward to that coming up. And Kentucky, pardon me. And then after that will be Tennessee. So they need to get back in gear. This should be just more of an exhibition game for the Gators.
Can USF rebound from their big loss?
I hope so, Captain. No, Wisconsin's the real deal. They're a very good team. I mean, they came in here and they were ready to play, and USF just had an off night, and it's going to happen, especially at that level. They're an excellent college football team, but you're talking the elite college football teams when you face the Wisconsin. So we'll see if they get it back together. Charlie Strong, Willie Taggart, boy, they're a little bit on the hot seat right now, and the coaching ranks, people aren't too happy. The alumni and people are surprised they're not doing better, but we'll see if they can turn it around. I hope Florida State and Willie Taggart can get it going on, and obviously here at USF, make it happen. If UCF looked good last week, and we'll see how they're going to fare the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be an interesting game when USF and UCF plays.
And who are you looking at this weekend for the big team, the big college team to be looking at, the big game?
Yeah, everybody's always looking at Alabama, Georgia.
Well, of course.
Those two are the big mainstays. And, Clemson's looking good. Auburn, you know, pulled it out against Oregon. They could be a team of destiny there, Captain, the Auburn War Eagles.
All right, how about our turn left go fast bunch?
Yeah, man, going up to Indy, a little Brickyard action. You know, it's always neat up there. Everybody thinks of that as being the Indy, you know, 500 place, but they changed the track a little bit this year, Captain.
By the way, Christine says Alabama will win it all.
Well, they look good. They look good this year. If they keep going, it will be Roll Tide. But it seems like Clemson seems to be their nemesis, so we'll see what happens there, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, it's funny getting back to the NASCAR, you know. Turn left, go fast. They've changed the track a little bit up there at the Brickyard. They're saying it's going to be a 10-mile lower average, which is fine. They go fast enough. Would you agree, Captain?
Yeah.
You know, I just want to see.
You can get in plenty of trouble at 200 miles an hour.
Exactly, Captain. So,
yeah, 190 isn't going to kill you one way or the other. Well, it is, but.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah,
well, let's talk about September the 12th,
yes.
Sir.
Oh, man, I can't wait. Yeah, man, one less than a week away, Captain. We're going to be educating a lot of people there at the VFW Post 5 here in good old Tampa, Florida, right off of Dale Mabry and Kennedy, and it's going to be an exciting show. Going to have Brandon talking about real estate and how you can invest or be smart and help out with getting the right house with the right interest rates today. You're going to have myself talking about making sure your finances and your insurances and your Medicare and Social Security are in the right order. And then Joe Pippin, what a great attorney. He's going to be there to make sure you're all legal and doing everything right to put you in the right programs and protect yourself and your legacy. It's going to be an excellent event. And Amici's going to be catering it, great Italian food. So September the 12th, get there by 6 o'clock, RSVP. And then, Captain, you always do a great motivational speech, and that'll be great also. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I got lots of speaking coming up in the next few weeks here. I started it out last week with something I did, and it is what it is. But anyway, we're on a roll here, and it is what it is, and we're very thankful for what we're able to do. Now, the other thing is tell us how to find out about you.
Well, you know, give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. I want to meet with you. I'll send you a book first called Mission 1 Million, free of charge, no obligation. Just read the book. Give me a call. We'll sit down and go over some things in there to protect yourself and get you into a wealth-building program and make sure everything's in order from your Social Security to your VA benefits, to your Medicare, to your finances, and then with your home mortgage. And we'll make sure everything's done proper and right for you. I'm going to make sure that you're financially sound and safe and put you in the right programs for the right reasons. A lot of people I see, Captain, they're in great shape. There's really nothing I can do for them, and that's fine.
Yep.
I let them be. And then they give me a referral to help out one of their friends or family.
And you'll be on the air this afternoon from 5
Absolutely.
To 6?
Absolutely. 5 to 6 on 8:60 a.m. The Answer. We'll be talking about what's going on in the world and some good financial things today, Captain. And my phone number one more time is 813-966-1052. If I can help anybody out, Patrick Highland. Thank you, Captain, so much, and have a wonderful day.
All right, see you later. And by the way, it's the American Legion Post number 5 on Kennedy, just there, right there by Dale Mabry, American Legion Post number 5 on September the 12th. Be there about 6 p.m. Come on over and find out all the different things that are going on. It's only money that we might be putting in your pocket. And I'll be right back with the final segment of the weekday edition of Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
And when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Now, it's going to be a little breezy out there today, but mostly sunny with some isolated afternoon showers. Winds will start out this morning out of the west, turn to the northwest, be anywhere from 10 to 15 miles an hour this morning, gusts up to 20 miles an hour this afternoon. seas will be 2 to 4 feet with a moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature today at 87 degrees. The Bay water temperature today at 88 degrees. We had our low tide at 12:47 a.m. Our high tide is coming at 7:14 a.m. And again, it's a day that you might want to just consider staying closer to shore because the waves are such it might be a little rough ride out there for you. But I want to tell you about the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, the numbers at Freedom Boat Club in Tampa Bay tell an absolute amazing story. When you join the Freedom Boat Club here in Tampa Bay, you've got access to over 430 boats at the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization. Now, they've got 185 locations located across the United States, many where this show is currently being heard. They've got 3 in Canada. They've got 2 in France. And the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay currently has 28 ports, with 2 more coming soon. And right now, you get $1,000 off. Everybody gets $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. Plus, if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you get an extra $500 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. After that, all you pay is a monthly charge. Now, just load up the cooler, bring the fishing poles, and you're off for a day of fun on the water. And your membership also gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations, wherever they might happen to be. Now, go to the website, freedomboatclubtampabay.com. That's freedomboatclubtampabay.com. Or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That will save you a bunch of money and give you the white gloves treatment, too. There you go. Freedom Boat Club, Tampa Bay. Now, you probably heard about the U.S. judge yesterday who ruled that the terrorist watch list violates constitutional rights. Now, the judge said the government's watch list of more than 1 million people identified as known or suspected terrorists violates the constitutional rights of those being placed on it. As far as where that's going to go and if the government's going to challenge it, I don't know. Nobody said anything. We'll have to wait and find out. By the way, Boris Johnson, who kept his push on for an early election as a way to break Britain's Brexit impasse as lawmakers moved to stop the UK leaving the EU next month without a divorce deal, he's called his opponent's plan cowardly. He's still trying to plan a new election. His brother left the political scene, left the party. So he's lost the support of his brother. Wow, what a tangled web we weave, huh? By the way, coming out of Kabul, Afghanistan, Taliban negotiating for a peace deal, and get this one. Another Taliban car suicide bombing killed a U.S. service member, a Romanian soldier, and at least 10 Afghan civilians near the U.S. embassy. No way to do a peace thing, is it? Also, a national provider of shelters for immigrant children has reopened one of the 2 facilities it was forced to shutter last year because of issues with employee background checks. Now the shuttered shelter for migrant kids reopens in Phoenix, and we'll see how that works out. Now, breaking defense contributor Ari Ghozi was granted access to a usually classified simulated center that Israeli troops and special operators use to train for particularly dangerous operations. Realistic simulators boost our capabilities all the time, as you might well know, and they're used quite extensively for things that a lot of people take for granted. Also, did you hear about the Democratic Climate Change Town Hall? Well, there was a lot of crazy stuff that went on there, and I do mean crazy. Controlling the world's population, if you will, by abortion. Now, that was Bernie Sanders who started that, but there was more that came in from the peanut gallery as the conversation got ramped up yesterday. And again, just a little bit here, I do have a slight audio clip about this
deal, because it's hard to fathom. It's hard to fathom. And here's what Mayor Pete had to say about hamburgers and plastic straws. Listen to this nonsense.
Climate crisis, is that the very first thing, if you were elected president, that you would tackle, or are there other things on day one that you would do first?
It needs immediate attention on day one, because this is a threat to our entire way of life. Hundreds of millions of lives are on the line. I know usually the way we talk about it is save the planet. I'm interested in saving lives, and there are lives in danger every time we see more frequent and more severe storms. When we're looking at droughts, what's going to happen to food supply? And this is upon us. This is no longer some distant theoretical thing. This is no longer just happening on the North or South Pole. This is happening to our country right now. It's getting worse, and we've got to act.
I think that it makes a lot of people feel very helpless, because yes, we can all do away with our plastic straws, and I haven't drank out of a straw for the past 6 months because I'm so worried about what's happening in the ocean. But people feel helpless when it's something that existential,
right?
So,
and that's
what do you do about that?
That's one of the things. I think the downside to us facing just how colossal of a challenge this is it can feel paralyzing, but we can rise to meet this and be proud of it. That's part of what my climate plan is about. It's not only about all of the things we've got to do technologically and with regulation and so on. It's about summoning the energies of this country to do something unbelievably hard. If you look,
well, he talks about, and I'm not going to play this forever, but he goes on to talk about no more meat, no more red meat, no more hamburgers, no more straws, no more this, no more that, can't do all this sort of stuff. And to that I say, good luck. Good luck. He's not going to put McDonald's out of business, or Culver's, or Burger King, or Five Guys, or any other hamburger place. He's just not going to do it. People like their hamburgers. They like their hot dogs. They like their cookouts. They like their chicken. They like their fish. They like to do stuff. Okay? And it's just not going to go away. And Pete and all these other folks, all you're doing is just absolutely defeating the whole purpose of, and by the way, I hope you do, defeating the whole purpose of running for any type of political office. Now, I can't believe, with everything that's going on here, I can't believe that we find ourselves even having arguments or discussions about climate change and getting rid of hamburgers and getting rid of straws and getting rid of this. And, oh, by the way, we got to control the world's population. We got to do away with we got to have abortion because we got too many people and they can't have but so many kids. I mean, come on. Come on. Give me a break. By the way, got to tell you, final segment here, brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Sarasota. Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S. Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, your hometown blinds dealer. They'll also do installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. Try to get your big box store to do that. Dominic's will do it. It's part of the service they offer. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks, too, when you see them, and look for Kevin behind the wheel. He'll wave at you. By the way, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Now, that ends the weekday version of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow we'll be around with the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And we hope that you stick around for that. Same time, same channel. By the way, a special shout out to our new affiliates in the Virgin Islands, St. Croix, in Puerto Rico, San Juan. Also, hello to the Bahamas and Nassau and to all the people we got over there. And you guys over there, stay safe. I'll see you on the weekend show.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.